Hey, this is Matt Blake from the SoCal Sound production team. We thank you for listening to the SoCal Sound and appreciate you checking out the live sessions. These sessions are listener supported, so please consider becoming a subscribing member. Your contribution helps keep us filming and recording live sessions like the one you're about to hear. Just click subscribe now on the SoCalSound.org homepage and make sure to credit live sessions on the drop-down menu. Thanks again and enjoy another SoCal Sound session.
Welcome to another amazing 88.5 SoCal Sound session. I'm Julie Slater, your midday host, here with Olivia Barton. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you for sharing space with us today.
I'm so happy too.
So you are originally from Florida.
Yeah.
You lived in Boston and now just outside Nashville. I've seen you write or talk about Florida in a positive way. So I'm very interested. I lived in Florida for a brief stint in my teens.
Oh.
And I call that like the dark years.
Yeah.
So give us what part of Florida?
So I grew up in a little town. No. It's all, well, no, actually, I think Florida feels very different depending on where you are in Florida. But I grew up in Central Florida outside of Orlando. And I mean,
big
it
Disney
was.
Fan?
No, I did work there.
I was going to say, when you live in Florida as a youth, you're going to get tired of Disney.
Yeah, but also, like, it's a bajillion dollars. So even if you live right next to Disney, yeah, like, you don't just go to Disney all the time. It was still special. But I worked there. That made it less.
Were you
so.
A character by any chance?
No, that would be fun. No, I was in an a cappella group.
Oh.
A 5-person a cappella group at Epcot. That was crazy. But that,
How old were you then?
18. Yeah. I went to Florida State for a second and then left. And when I moved back home after that, I was only there for a semester. Moved back home, auditioned for that a cappella group and worked there for like 6 months before I went to school to the next college that I went to.
In Boston?
Yeah. Mm.
That's awesome. Yeah. Went to Berklee's School
yeah.
of Music?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That's very cool.
Yeah. When I think of Florida, I think of nature. I don't think of people or politics or anything. I think of the feeling of
humanity
being there. Yeah.
Be nice.
Yeah. No, the mangroves.
Yeah.
The oak trees, the moss, the water, the stinky fish smell. I love it all. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
sorry, your ears were dark there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's yeah. All right. Yeah. I'll get some song. You had a song that went viral, If I Were a Fish, did you co-write that
yeah.
with your partner, Karu?
Mm-hmm.
So tell me about, like, that has to be wild to be a part of something that goes viral. Because, you know, I mean, you never know what's happening. Like, what was that time like? I read something about, like, the song came out and maybe a week later you guys played a show and people were singing it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that had to be totally strange.
Yeah. The first time I went on tour right when the song came out. Corinne went on tour right after that. So I was actually the first one to sing it live by myself.
You're like, haha.
I know, it was kind of funny. and it was completely wild. Yeah, it was completely wild. I mean, I'd never even played a show to that many people in the first place. Like, I was on this massive tour. I'd never done anything like that. And so I was opening for Lizzie McAlpine and yeah, just there were like 3,000 people singing. I mean, not every single person knew it, but enough of them that I was
stunned.
Yeah, there's a video. I put a video of it on TikTok and it's just like, you can see I'm just like elated. You know, it's really, there's nothing like it. Yeah.
And then you guys came out with a children's book. I mean, this is so smart. I can't even, a children's book to go with the song and
yeah.
kids love the song and it's such a great song about just being yourself
yeah.
and accepting yourself. I
yeah.
really
yeah it has unfolded in such an organic way. Like that children's book, you know, we didn't write the song for that, you know, but it just all has made so much sense, just what it seems to do for people and for us. And yeah, it's been amazing.
Do you ever sit around with Karuk and be like, let's do another viral video?
Absolutely not. In fact, we've done the opposite. We've done, that was insane, super fun. Let's not do that again. just because it was a wild 6 months that ensued, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So yeah, we're like taking a breather a little bit.
But it's nice. I mean, it must have really kind of threw your careers a little higher. And
yeah, it's just like the eyes. Like, there's nothing... I don't like the glorification of virality just because there's so much art to be made, you know, that I think sometimes doesn't get made if that's what you're focused on. But there is no substitution for that many people seeing that you exist. And then I have so many people like that found me through that and now listen to my music. And yeah.
Right. And just that it also seems to hit people of all ages.
That's crazy, really, right? Cool part. Yeah. So cool. We were not expecting that. Yeah.
So you have a new EP, Big Sad, playing some songs for us. I was telling you before, Fun is one of my favorite songs. You do have a lot of swearing in there.
Yeah.
We got to do a little edit to play that on the radio.
Sorry, everybody.
I love in that song that the line, I know that you love me, but you don't think I'm funny, because it's so, to me, like that could have been, you don't think I'm pretty or something else.
Oh, that gave me chills. You're right.
But you don't think I'm funny is more harmful.
Oh.
Like if someone said like, I don't think you're very funny, I would just be like,
I know. It reminds me of, I listened to a podcast with Nadia Boltzweber. Do you know who that is? She's like a modern tattooed Lutheran priest, and she's amazing. Anyway, I was listening, I'm not Lutheran, but I was listening to her podcast, and she talked about being in a group of people, and the icebreaker they did was everybody go around and say the thing that would offend you the most for someone to call you, basically, like selfish or
not smart,
anything. And yeah, not funny would, I don't consider myself a funny person, obviously, because that's sort of what I'm talking about in the song. But yeah, that for some reason, that one, like, it hits.
And what was happening? I mean, your songs all feel kind of like diary.
Yeah.
Do you have like books and books of diaries that you
from ages? Yeah. But I have more notes on my notes app than I have physical pages. I sort of do a combo. But yeah, it's a lot of just, yeah.
So what? When did you record Big Sam? And where did you record it?
I recorded it with a friend of mine, a good friend of mine, Andrew Goldring, in Nashville. Over the course of a handful of months. So after the Lizzie McAlpine tour and all the Fish song stuff, sort of like end of summer. Actually, I have no idea. Yeah, it was...
Were you
it
there?
Was this past year. Was that there? I don't know. It was this past year.
Yeah.
Like over like 4 or 5 months. But like, you know, we did like a week at a time, you know. But I think it was over the summer. But I would have to really think hard about that, actually. Yeah.
So did you record it in pieces?
Yeah. We started with Sonic. Maybe that was even longer ago than that. We started with one. It was great. Had to wait a little bit. I went on a tour or something, and then we did another one, and we sort of went one song at a time.
What's your favorite song on that EP?
Fun.
So we agree. Thank you.
Yeah.
It's gotta be. I mean, it just seems like, I just love even the lyrics and the vocal line.
Mm.
It's just really, it's nice.
Thank you.
So tell us about, you're performing Big Sad today. So tell me a little bit about, it's the name of the EP. So
yeah.
Tell me about what that song means to you.
Yeah. That song is a sort of a summary of choosing to look at things that are hard to look at, which... to be honest, I think is every single one of my songs. That's just like how I use the songs to do that for me. But that song is about that more explicitly. Like, I'm avoiding this big sad, and that the process of avoiding that creates all these other problems.
It's like when you're watching a movie and like, don't look.
Yes!
Just tell them. Tell them.
Oh my God,
that's
exactly it. That's exactly it. And you're like,
If you just
told
them, this would be over.
You're so right. You're so right. But the movie would end. And then we would end the movie. And yeah. I swear sometimes we are just...
Keeping the movie going.
Yeah, of our own lives. It's crazy. So, yeah, I mean, the second verse is just an actual example of that. Like, me getting in a fight with my partner and slamming the door in their face and being, like, feeling all high and mighty. And then being like, why am I... I'm only fighting with them because I won't just tell them the truth of how I really feel. And that just shows up in so many areas of my life. So that was an important one for me to write. Yeah.
And how is it being with someone who's also a musician and you both tour and who watches the dog?
Right. Who watches the dog? That's the big question. Yeah. Someone different every time. It makes no sense for us to have a dog. But we say she's the best mistake we've ever made because we love her. But yeah. Yeah, we've been, it's hard to travel this much. The last year was a lot of travel. So sometimes it feels like we're in a long distance relationship, even though we live together. So that's kind of strange.
Have you done shows together?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We did, after If I Were Fish came out, we did a couple of shows together and that was really fun. I think the bigger feeling though is like deep support and understanding of like what is hard about this industry, what is hard about the job, what's exciting about the job. When we have something we want to share with each other, like there's just a level of like, I get that because I know it, you know.
Can you guys, I mean, you might not be in that position now, but like, can you plan your tours or do they just kind of happen?
Yeah,
so you don't know.
That's a good point. I sort of had a panic moment with Corinne's manager once where I was like, is this the way the rest of our lives are gonna look like? Like, I go on tour, I come home, they leave, I come home, or they come home, I leave, you know? And they were like, no, like the goal is to be able to plan that. So we're not yet.
Yeah.
Like a little, but not quite. I mean, we're still doing a lot of support tours. I think we're both starting to do more headline stuff, but you know, when we get offered something that we really want to do, we just gotta do it.
So. And you're working on a new album now?
Yeah.
What's happening with that?
I'm so excited.
Are you recording that in Nashville?
Yes. No.
I was going to give you these hard-hitting questions. I know you're not prepared.
The hardest questions are those questions. Where am I?
No. What do you have for breakfast? I have no idea.
Seriously. Okay. I'm recording it in New York with Sam Skinner, who I am just having such a good time with. He's amazing. Everyone should look him up. I don't know what camera to look at, but... Yeah,
so we're doing it one piece
at a time. Yeah. We tried a couple of songs to see if it was gonna work in December.
Will this be an acoustic one or more of a full band? Or
so this one's gonna be like, we're doing it all live, and I'm really excited about that. Where it's like one room, just like drums, bass, guitar, like electric guitar, and then me, and just do all full takes. Just feels so good to do. So good to do. I've wanted to do it for so long and I never had the funds or the you know, the resources in a lot of ways to like make that happen. And so yeah. I'm just so excited.
That's great. Before you go, I wanted to talk about, I'm a big fan of Big Thief. And I saw that you're taking a songwriting course that I didn't even know about.
Don't even, you don't want to get me started on that. That's your last question. I mean, I'm in the middle of it right now, so I just, like...
Is this something that someone, like, should I just buy it and, like, watch it?
I am 95% sure you can go to their website and buy it and get everything retroactively.
Like, would it be the same?
But you need to...
Experience? How many people are in it?
Hundreds. It's a webinar. This, because she's so popular, they did a different sort of structure. You wouldn't get to do the song shares, which is definitely a really beautiful part of the process, like once you write the song. But yeah, I mean, even just listening to her speak about writing for 1 hour, like she does a lecture once a week for 3 weeks. And I've never felt so inspired. I mean, I'm also just like in a time right now that I like feel like ready to write and like make stuff. But it's like, I think it's a really... at the risk of being melodramatic, I think it's a bit of a like important moment in time for my generation of songwriters. Like she really is Adrienne that is spearheading, like, I don't know.
What do you feel like you're learning from her in this?
Like that anything that like that everything is worth being in a song, like that anything I think or feel or notice is worthy of putting down, and that my own intuitive like sensibilities are enough to guide. Like I just feel like wide open, like I can do anything.
Yeah. That's really great. Yeah. I'm going to have to check it out.
Yeah, you really should. Yeah.
So you're playing, the day we're recording this, you're playing The Troubadour. Have you ever played there?
I've never even been there.
Oh my God, it's so...
I know this is horrible for me to admit, but I know. Tiny, intimate, and
beautiful. I'm going to go to the show.
I mean, everybody...
Sure, I'll be out there.
But everybody, yeah. Hey! Yeah. Everybody talks about how amazing that place is.
Well, is there any chance you'll sing Fun?
Oh, absolutely. Okay, good. And I'll leave in all of the curse words for you. Okay, good.
All right, well, the big the EP is Big Sad, and this is Olivia Barton. Thank you for coming to the SoCal Sound. It's been really fun.
Thank you chatting so much.
And looking forward to the new record and everything else that's coming up.
Thank you for having me. Yeah.
Just talk to me. Why don't just noticed you're gone. And if they did, they might just be happier. You're, I hear you, that's hard. So lonely, come to me. You suck both of my sleep.
Becoming clearer and clearer.